It is so good to be in this beautiful place with friends and family, with people you have known forever and a day, and with people you have not ever seen in your whole life. And each one of us, each one of you, with your own story, and all the twists and turns of your story, and all the ways that has steered each of us to be here right now together. I expect that this particular group of people has never been together like this ever before. And I expect we never will again. So for now, let us give thanks for that and for this night. And it is good for us to be here in this church. It is warm and neat as a pin. The lights of the candles are glowing. The altar guild has shined lots of things and pressed and arranged everything for us tonight to be a feast for our eyes and to soften our hearts. The choir is rehearsed, which is you. And your voices are tuned to the sound of your own heart so that we can sing out our heart's praise, not only with one another, but this night with the angels. In this warm, comforting, happy place this night, we are here for something important. We are joining together this night with the church all over the world, in so many different places, with so many different people who tonight are listening again of the story of the birth of Jesus. It is a story that tells all that we can say about what is most true about God, as well as what is most true about us too. On this night, a night just like this, heaven and earth are joined, and the heart of God and God's desire and perfect purpose for this world are fully expressed perfectly in the birth of a baby. And with this birth is the holy promise that God has and is and will be working God's purposes out in this world. And at every moment, that purpose is to heal the whole human family. The whole human family. Grace by grace, Christ is born for this. Even on this very night, God is working out God's purposes for this world. So we are here too, to go even unto Bethlehem to see this great thing. Remember this, and let it tune your soul to remember that for us to go even to Bethlehem, we will go forth from this warm and beautiful place and seek the place where he is born, out there in this world in the dark. Out there, heaven and earth are still being made one in him. Out there, the star that leads us to his face is shining still. Here's a Christmas story I want to tell you of a few lives that came together only once, and how the starlight that leads even unto Bethlehem shined. One Christmas Eve, a number of years ago, I left the church after the late Christmas Eve service, and I drove over to the VA hospital to take Christmas communion to a man named Jim Blunt, who has now gone to glory. Jim was a giant of a saint of God, clean and sober by the grace of God, one day at a time for 43 years. Who knows how many nights Jim had gone out into the night to help a brother or a sister and to bring light and hope into a very dark place. Jim was also a man of very few words, very few, and he was reticent to express anything that you might confuse with a human emotion. A handshake was about as much intimacy as Jim was interested in sharing and expressing. And on that night in his hospital room, we read Luke's story of Jesus' birth, and we shared the bread of heaven and the cup of life. And as I was leaving a little later, as I was making my way to the door, Jim said, "David." And I turned around, and he said, "Merry Christmas." And his eyes revealed so much about his heart and his soul that he couldn't pull off with words, not really. I can't describe for you everything he was saying with that simple greeting, "Merry Christmas." I had too much respect for him to say anything more than, "Thank you, Jim. Merry Christmas to you." It was such a gift he gave. He was such a gift. What I didn't know is that was probably one of the last gifts he would give in this world, because he died several hours later in peace in the early, early morning of a new Christmas day. All I knew as I drove home was that his Merry Christmas was a light shining in the dark. God had led us even unto Bethlehem to see a great thing. I stopped at the market at the end of Carytown for a celebration big gulp to sip as I drove home on the nearly empty streets. Big gulps taste great late, late on Christmas Eve night. And as I filled my cup, a young woman who worked there, whom I'd never seen before, came up to me and she said, "Excuse me, Merry Christmas, are you a priest?" I said, "Merry Christmas, yes ma'am, I am." And she said suddenly, with a voice becoming a thin, urgent, ragged whisper, her eyes growing wide and wild, and all at once streaming with giant tears, "I have to tell you something now. I have to tell you something." A smartly dressed woman was standing nearby, and she glanced over at us with some sort of mixture between annoyance and alarm. Two young men were in line at the cash register buying great big bottles of beer, and they looked over at us with these sort of world-weary eyes. The manager behind the counter, a man I knew from previous visits, who was a devout Ethiopian Orthodox Christian, scowled in our direction and hissed, "Angela, Angela." And then it all came spilling out of this poor young woman. She quickly told her story as she gulped for air of how many years ago, when she was 12, something awful had happened to her. Something she had never spoken of to anyone, ever. Something that had broken her heart in half, crushed her, and crushed any trust she had for anyone or anything, till it felt like she was living in the shadows in her life. That was the story that poured out of her. And she ended saying, "I am so sorry. I can't believe I've done this. I've ruined Christmas. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for everything." All I knew to say was, "Please, please, it was not your fault. And Angela, this is precisely what Christmas is for." The next thing I knew, the smartly dressed woman, with a kind of exquisite gentleness, reached out and put her hand on Angela's shoulder. And the young woman leapt into the smartly dressed woman's arms, nearly grasping at her as if for a lifeline, and her whole small body shook and shook with sobs. The two guys with the large bottles of beer standing by the door were staring at us, but not suspiciously or angrily, but both of them with something softer, something closer to compassion. That those two guys had stopped and were looking at us and were somehow consenting to be a part of that small group of people, that they hadn't already gone on and cracked into their beers, but were watching still, not knowing what to do, but not leaving either, said something very great about that moment. The store manager came from behind the counter and took the young woman gently and said, "Come on, Angela, you come sit down with me." I held the door for the smartly dressed woman, and outside, she turned up her collar against the cold and turned to me and said, "Well, that's all." She just stood there for a bit and then said, "Well, Merry Christmas." She walked to her car, opened the door, and then stopped and looked back. You could tell she wanted to say something, but she didn't. Instead said, "Merry Christmas." Closed the door and drove away. That was the first and the last time that that little group of souls were ever gathered together. Maybe just so at that moment to see heaven and earth meet and the angels of heaven sing, because I know they did, that we had gone even unto Bethlehem and seen the perfect love of God in human flesh, and to know that Christ was born for this, for this, for Angela, which of course means angel, for the smartly dressed woman, for the two young men, for the store manager, for you, and for me, to heal the whole human family, grace by grace. I am so glad that we are here together tonight for this one time to hear the angels sing, "Christ the Lord is born," and to join with them with our own happy song. This night together tunes our souls for the world out beyond the glow of this church. We will go even unto Bethlehem beneath the dark night sky, where the light of heaven shines down on the place where heaven and earth meet, and the hope of the world is born for us and for all, grace by grace. Merry Christmas, everyone.